This is the 25th edition of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I'm C4.
Oof.
And we are alone this week. We called Hooks. He's not answering the phone. Ode is out rock climbing with his girlfriend or something. Obviously, we see where his priorities lie. He needs to play more games or something. Somebody needs to set that boy straight.
That's right.
Well, I better move back to the microphone, too. There we go. Okay. First up, I opened up the forums for guest posting. So now that, you know, you don't have to register, I'm hoping that a few more people will go to the forums and just post their little comment about, you know, whatever it is. Spark some good conversation, I hope, you know, and hopefully it doesn't deteriorate like most game forums do, because I don't want to have to close it because it's overrun with 12-year-olds, you know.
Yeah.
Like every game on the internet, anyway.
People who got no respect.
Yeah, that's the big concern I have with it, but oh well, we'll see what happens. I also went through my big contribution to society was fixing up the links page, putting everything in alphabetical order. I don't know what I was doing.
How hard
today.
Is that?
Well, I broke them down to sections too. It's, I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a little easier to find stuff, I think, just because it's kind of been sections now. And I need to put the descriptions back up there or something, but I'm pretty lazy. So, something that doesn't quite concern us, but we're going to talk about anyway, because this isn't our forte, but we're going to get into it. Napster.
Here we go again.
I just want to just touch on it for a second. I'm trying to make it a point to bring up the RIAA or the MPAA every show now through the new year, I think. the idea is to educate people on what they're, you know, doing and how things are going and basically how they're trying to screw everybody and take our rights away. And, you know, I'm hoping that at the very least, people will get educated about it and at least think twice before going out and buying a new CD or whatever by, you know, whoever.
Right.
This holiday season especially. You know, it'd be really, really neat to see nobody buy any CDs between now and Christmas, but, you know, that's a pipe dream of mine. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, we can try.
Let's put them out of business.
In any case, well, I think they should be. I really do. I don't think they should have that stranglehold on the music like
right.
they do.
Let the artists post their music on their own.
See, you couldn't do that before now. Now, I understand the fact that before we had a world where you had, I mean, if you were to make, you know, a reasonable amount of money off your music, it was going to be that you had to have, you know, a major backing. I mean, you'd have to have the RIAA to publish your CDs and pimp them, you know, all over the TV or whatever, pay for the radio time or whatever. Mainly because there was cheap enough communication medium to the masses. Now we have the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do this, and it costs us a little bit, but it's basically free. And everybody who gets it for free. We don't charge a dime for this, and we do it for free. We do it because we like to do it. It's free. Now, if we wanted to make money, you know, if we did something, like, if we did music, and we made our own music that was good, you know, and put it up on a website, it wouldn't cost us a whole lot, and we could charge for it.
Right.
And,
or
you know,
put some sample.
You could put samples
somewhere.
Up there, right? You see, my point
Since
is it's
people
cheap.
Like it, you will buy it.
Exactly, exactly.
You know,
I mean, it's cheap enough to do.
Right.
Nowadays, I mean, before the internet, it was harder to do. It was still possible. I mean, you'd have to do a bunch of little weird gigs and stuff like that, you know, and start hella small. But I mean, it was possible. But now everybody can go have a website or whatever for a minimal cost,
$100,
you know, whatever, for the year,
yeah.
You know,
it's nothing.
Yeah, it's cheap, and then put whatever it is that they have, you know, to offer up there for sale or for free. You know, so they could put half of an album for free. And if you wanted to order their album, they could have a little PayPal thing or something, or some kind of little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
wire,
I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, they could do it for free. So, anyway, you know, Napster reopened. That was really what I wanted to talk about this time, was Napster's opened up again. Roxio bought it. You know the retards that make Easy CD Creator?
Yeah. Like,
what do I like to call that thing? Easy Coaster Creator? I fucking... Oh, damn it!
What?
I wasn't going to swear. I was going to try so hard.
All right.
And I made it like, let's see, how long? 4 minutes and 28 seconds.
I haven't swore yet.
Yeah, but you said like two sentences, so...
Okay.
All right, well, Roxio, you know the guys who... Maybe I'll just... Nah, you know they make the Easy CD Creator, those guys.
Right.
Comes with a lot of CD burners and stuff. I think it's complete garbage. Their software is crap. I've had nothing but... I even tried it recently. You know, like their new versions of their stuff, but it's still garbage.
I heard it's pretty good. It got really
But have you tried it?
No, I never tried it. Because but, I stick with Nero.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mister, I swear by Easy... What were you using before? Easy CD Creator 93? Remember the weird one that actually kind of worked?
That's CD Creator Pro.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first software that came out.
Yeah.
Because I bought my burner.
And that one actually worked. And it actually worked.
Everything
they had after that. I know. And after that, though, it sucks. Every time I try to burn a CD with that thing, I come up with weird little problems with it. I have problems where it won't even close the CD because it doesn't like it. Since whatever version of Nero we started using, I've never had a problem with a CD. Nah. So these guys go ahead and they take all the money they made from all their OEM deals on getting packaged in with DVDs, or CD burners, and they go out and they buy Napster. So it's, and now notice it doesn't say that on their website. You go to Napster.com, it says Napster LLC is the company, limited liability company. The other thing I noticed right away is that all you can really do at first, like there's just this huge giant picture of the Napster guy's head, you know, and like, I couldn't focus in on the little tiny links on the bottom that says like about or take a tour. Like it's really tiny. They don't care. They don't want you to take a look at it. They want you to flat out install their software and give them all your information right off the bat. So I click this thing and boom, it tries to get to download a file. I go, wait. I don't want to do this crap. You know, I don't want to install any of your garbage. I have used Roxio's software before. It's crap. Why would I want to use their version of Napster? But I want to check it out. I just kind of wanted to just poke around a little bit, right? So, I hop on the Linux machine real quick, you know, my laptop, which is here. And I go to the website. And it tells me, let's see, I wrote it down here too. Now, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Napster is currently compatible with Windows XP in 2000. Windows 95, Windows NT, and the Mac OS are not supported at this time. So you have to use Windows XP or Windows 2000. Right. Isn't that nice, right? They're cutting their customer base right there. Plus the fact that I didn't know that you had to install this
NT-based, right?
Funky software. Yeah, it is, but so is NT, and they don't support that.
Huh. Maybe it is certain.
It's some kind of, you know what it is? It's some kind. No, it flat out just says XP in 2000, Windows NT not supported. You know, it's some kind of ghetto ass security DRM bullshit.
Probably
spyware.
Yeah,
you know, they probably got all kinds of creepy
stuff. We only can spy you when you use a Windows XP or 2000.
Yeah, probably.
If you're not using them,
dude, I swear to God, how did I get that letter from Microsoft today? I did not give them my address. I just moved.
That's scary.
That is creepy. I swear to God, they know where I am based on my computer, which, well, yeah, I'm sure they've got registered information for my Windows XP somewhere. yeah, I don't know about this stuff.
That guy paid for it. Huh?
That's right, yeah. They track me. You see how nice it is? They can track me down and mail me stuff in the mail. I swear to God, I do not know how they got here.
And open it. It says that you are busted.
I don't want to open it. No, it's MSDN stuff. Anyway. Let me see.
That's a cover,
but,
though.
What else do they have on the site that was weird? Well, you know what? It took me a while, but when I looked at it, I did see a little thing that like allowed you to see screenshots of it. And for some reason, why was I under the impression that this was like a web-based thing? Why did I think that for some reason this was just like a website? You go there, you click PayPal for 99 cents or whatever, send it over, you know, or whatever, and you download your whatever type of compression they use. Why did I think that? Apparently, the only interface to Napster is through this software now. So, I mean, you can't even do anything with their website. All they have is a couple stupid-ass little clips of Flash animation, which I don't even have Flash installed because it gets my nerves, and this little tiny section where you can read the About Us thing where it actually has a couple screenshots of it, and it looks like they, like, stole it straight out of iTunes. You know, it's like, they're just, you know, they're in this for the money, so let's rip off their, you know, look and feel. They just seemed all shiny and silver, like iTunes looks, and it's really, I don't know,
it like Mac looks
struck
like Mac.
Me weird. It was just strange. So maybe iTunes is the same way. I actually haven't gone to this because I don't care. I don't want to go buy my music from there. Why would I want to go get their inferior product? I like buying a CD that has You know, I like physically having something. I like having the nice silkscreen printed CD. I like having the leaflets. I like having the lyrics printed on there for me. I want to feel it. I want to rub it and touch it and smell it. You know, this is physical. It's mine. You know, I just like that. And what really matters the most is the quality. You're not going to match CD quality with these.
No,
these
you're not. 128.
Compressed ass, whatever the hell they are. Yeah, I think iTunes uses that one, the AAC, whatever it is, like MPEG-4 audio or some crazy thing, I think. I'm not sure what it is. I haven't really looked at it because I don't care. I don't like it. Why don't they use... Well, you know why they don't use OGG? There's no kind of rights management in that. There's no kind of control they have over it. The reason they use this stuff is because they can put it into the file that says you can't burn this to a CD, or you can only burn it once, or you can only play it back 10 times and then it destroys itself. You can't copy it. Blah, 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 blah. It's got all this protection in it.
Right.
So that's no good. How are they expecting to win against... Free.
And it's all free.
How are they expecting to win against that? All free versus $1 for inferior quality. Now, most of the stuff you get on the free peer-to-peer networks is inferior quality. But you can look around and find, you know, the higher quality MP3s. You can find really high bitrate odds. You can find... Shit, you can find Waves on there if you look around. I mean, if you have the time to download that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually get all this stuff. They've got a lot to go up against. Now, here's the best part. You go to downhillbattle.org. These guys keep on top of the whole scene, right? They know what's going on. They've got a whole bunch of things you can read there. My favorite thing is they have this, like, mock-up page that totally slams Napster and iTunes, right? It looks like a press release almost. It looks like something that came straight out of Apple's website. But it's not. It's the truth. You know, it looks like PR spin from Apple, and it's not. It's like they made it up to look like it's from them, but it's, you know, it tells you the truth. The most interesting part is where they divide up the money. 99 cents for a song, right? 11 cents of that goes to the artist. Okay? 35 cents of that goes to Napster or iTunes. And 53 cents goes for the record label. How in the fuck are they... Oh, I did it again. How in the hell are they even involved?
How the F
are they even involved? But this goes to the record label. There is no record here now. There is no physical record. This is a virtual piece of nothing that floats around that doesn't cost anything but some bandwidth. You know, that they could host on their own website.
Here's why we should do, like, I mean, personally... F the RIAA.
That's right.
And we stop buying music for a year, Zoo will go close. 1 year, that's all it takes.
So they'd have to totally rethink and you know, restructure themselves. They might have to, then they might wake up and say, oh my god.
One year,
We screwed up.
You did.
You know, now my feeling is this. Now everybody says, now I'm probably gonna get crap for this because people believe that, you know, oh hey, iTunes is this is it. This is what it was. Okay, they sold 1 million songs in the first weekend or the first week or whatever it was, right? Okay, I don't care. If the money's not going to the artist, that's what I have a problem with. You know, a lot of people are, oh, but it's so great, it only costs $1 now, it cuts down the cost. No, it doesn't. How many songs are on a CD?
16 max.
18? You know, it's somewhere between 12 and 18, we'll say, right? So if you go to this iTunes or Napster, how much are you paying for a whole CD? Between
$19.
12 and 18, right? Well, however many songs, right?
Yeah.
And if you go to the store...
$13.99.
$12.99 at Best Buy, most of their CDs, it seems like, right? Yeah. Now, not only are you paying less, you're getting the best quality available, you know, unless you get the damn DATs yourself, the reel-to-reel yourself, you know, and you get the printed book, you get the lyrics, and whatever the hell else they have in there. A lot of them have all kinds of stuff. You get the case.
Poster.
Some of them have posters. Some of them have all kinds of little
Britney
goodies.
Spears on there.
Yeah, whatever. I mean... You know, Insane Clown Posse's got a CD where they give you the 3D glasses. You know, I mean, how cool is that, you know? Just little things like that. But plus, you have the best quality available.
Right, but lots of them right now, those new CDs, they got a copy protection on there.
Some of them do, yeah. A lot of the CDs do.
I know. I mean, I don't think a lot of weird doll Yankovic's that Poodle have. That one does have. I tried to make a backup copy for myself so I can listen to a car. Screws up.
I'd like to have my try at it, just to see what happens.
Yeah, because I just use original, ordinary software.
What did you use for Match? Oh, Jesus, God.
I don't come over. Get away from me.
I don't know why.
Oh, get away from me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know why you like that crap. I'm telling you, there's nothing. I mean, why would you? I don't know what you have against Winamp.
Because I pay. No, no. I have nothing against Winamp. Because I pay for it. Music Max Jukebox.
Doesn't make it better.
Well, because what makes me feel better?
Okay. All right.
I pay $19.99 for it.
I would pay the guys at Winamp. If they had. Maybe they do, and I just never looked. I hardly ever go to the site, because I still use the whole
free
old version, whatever it is, the whole 2.91, I think.
3.0?
No. 3 sucks. I tried to use that one day for like 10 seconds. The only reason I try to push it on people is because they're too retarded to get the plugins for the stuff.
Oh.
You know, and Winamp 3 plays like OGs, like native, right? You know, like Winamp 2... You know what? 2.91 might play OGG right off the bat now. I don't know. I still use plugins, though, because the plugins keep getting updated.
Should be able to build in.
Well, it is with 3, but 2.91, which is, I think, the current for 2, I don't think it's built. It might be now, but I know, like, the ones before, like, 2.8-something, it wasn't, because I was using a plugin, and I still am, because they keep updating the plugins, and I'm still using the same 2.91. Anyway, my whole thing is get the money to the artists.
Right, straight.
You know, it's like... You know what, and the whole point of me ranting on about this is that what they're doing to the artists is wrong. They're totally exploiting them. They put together all this. They do all this. This is their life's work, and they get screwed. They get you know, 1/9 of the money, you know. They get like a 10th of the money that goes to this thing.
Yes.
You know, yeah, it's crap, you know. So, if I had any talent at all, I don't, but if I had any musical talent at all, I would go out and I would do this. I would go out and get my website. I would put up samples. You know, and I would put a little PayPal thing up there and get my CDs printed for me. And I would stock them here at the house, you know, and as the PayPal came in, I would send them out. I would do some eBay, you know, I could put some of my records on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I'm not paying anybody except for the guys that print the CDs and the things.
I know eBay a little bit money.
You know, well, yeah,
eBay
takes
a little money.
Yeah, they take a little bit out too. But you know what? Primarily, I think I'd be making money off my website. And then I would flood Kazaa, Winamax, E-Donkey, fucking bit. Oh, damn it.
You say F word.
That's because I use it as like an adjective for stuff. It's just...
Adjective.
You know, it is. It's an all-purpose word. It's a verb. Fucking. You know?
Humping. Screwing.
It's just such a great word. You can use it as every word in the sentence, I think. Or just about. In fact, there's a clip somewhere out there. The F word is just about every word in this... You remember that?
I have that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, from way back in the day. I don't remember what that came from, but...
Funny as hell.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, we should put that as an intro.
Yeah, we should, but it's probably copyrighted, so... Anyway, let's move on now to real, actual, lighter topic of things. With some email, actually. We got, email... Well, kind of email. Riboflavin sent me an email, and it disappeared. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it might have got here and disappeared and got nuked. Or more likely, I think it just didn't get here, because for some reason, for a while there, I was having mega email problems. But he tells me about a game called Lifeline, which was called Operator Side in Japan. This game uses a USB headset for voice, like, interaction with your main character of the game. It's set in the future, and you're on, like, a space station, and it strikes me as Resident Evil with a headset, right? Like, you're running around trying to get your guy from point A to point B without getting killed, occasional combat... it's supposed to recognize over 5,000 words and 100,000 phrases.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know if... Now, okay, it's okay, gimmicky, it's great. Okay, like, have you seen that new iToy thing?
Yeah, yeah.
What the
Sonic.
H is this? I mean, who gimmicks and garbage. I mean, some of this stuff is crap, but some of this stuff is cool. You know, like, Nintendo makes some cool stuff. Like the Power Pad was pretty lame, but, like, the Super Scope was awesome. The Bazooka...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Power Glove was a good idea, but application wasn't so hot. You know, I mean, I think today they could probably redo it and make something really cool out of that stuff. I don't know if this voice interaction thing is going to do it for me. I don't think this is... Have you used voice recognition software lately?
Never. I don't
really?
Think people will recognize me anyway.
Nope. Yeah, probably not. I mean, like Dragon Naturally Speaking, but like a bad... English dialect.
No, I used a VIA voice before.
Yeah,
I sat down for 3 hours. Got computer recognize my voice. I did all.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Meditations.
Right, you
got
to sit there for days and
right.
Read to it. Right. I remember trying this years ago and it sucked. Hey, oh, it was horrible.
Dear, C, 4.
No, no, remember you...
No, not Forks.
What was that? That who was that? The Stephen Lynch song? That was where Wolf got the idea of us trying to just use the first letter of the bad word, that I want to F your sister, or whatever the name of that song is.
I want
to F... It's like
the
Friends song.
F the S of your sister.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Friends song or something. It's a little funny, whatever it is. But that was your great idea that I cannot seem to handle.
It's
pretty
hard.
It's impossible, because bad language is a... part of my everyday language. It shouldn't be. It's not what I write. That's what blows me away. When I write like I'm, like, excellent at writing.
You write like...
like I'm good with the words and stuff. But when I speak, it doesn't come out right. It's really... I don't know. It's just because I think the way that we talk. We try to shorten everything and get the most in as quick as possible. You know, so we just fly through...
Lazy ass.
Basically. Yeah. Oh, you want to talk, Mr. Chinaman.
Wee!
Anyway... I can see people getting pissed off at this game. Trying to talk to it, and it's like, input not recognized. Yeah, you know, like, oh god, I would get so pissed if it said, huh? I would get so mad. But could you, like, okay, this goes beyond bad control, I think. Okay, last time I used voice recognition software, it was horrible. And we're talking about my measly ass little PlayStation here, versus my burly computer that can't recognize my voice after training it for, you know, 10 hours and it still has no idea what I say, right? I don't know if this is such a good idea. I mean, it better be spot on to be a video game, because game comes down to good control. You've got to have perfect gameplay. And if this game is, you know, if you tell it, you know, reload and duck and roll behind a table, and it says, what? Stand out and get shot? I'm over here!
Fire at me!
You know, I mean, you're going to get aggravated, and you're going to be pissed off at this game. You're going to get all mad and upset because this game doesn't... this game's retarded. It doesn't understand what I'm trying to tell it. So, I don't know. That'll be something to check out. I guess you can target enemies on the screen and stuff. It just... I don't know. I really don't have anything else to say about that. I got a link I'll put up in the show notes so you can read basically everything I just read you in a couple screenshots. Next, we got an email from Beanwriter, which I... We must have got the day we did the show last week, just after something, because I thought I already got this, but I read it, but I must be tripping. Maybe I just read it like 4 times while it was sitting in my e-box or something. Inbox. Anyway, I was pretty surprised to get this email, because he talks about the demo scene. You know, I keep mentioning it, but nobody says anything, and I think I'm just talking to myself here. You know, remember we were talking about before, remember that Unreal demo? That was a demo, not the game. The demo, right? You remember that stuff? You remember how cool that was? Like,
Awesome.
They do graphics, they do demos, like, you know.
I was demos. Back in 1993 or 4, 94. 93, probably.
90, yeah.
That's when we got it.
93, 94, maybe. I don't know.
See those 3D graphics?
Yeah, it's just, what it is, all it really is, okay, now what I'm talking about when I say demo is, you know, they try to make a really cool little thing that you can sit back and watch. Is all it is you fire it up and you sit back and you listen to, I mean, they have a guy for music, and the guy, you know, he handles the music, so you got, like, the best audio experience. You've got, like, you know, the two programmer dudes that are on top of, you know, the engine for this little demo that you watch. Well, you know, basically all it is you get to sit back and watch some really, really cool 3D graphics in front of you. You know what I mean? Hell, back in the day, it wasn't even 3D.
No.
They tried, and they, you know, but...
It looks cool.
You know, it looked cool, yeah.
It was awesome.
You know, you got to see all the new effects.
These guys 16 colors we can't handle.
Or whatever it was, you know, yeah, whatever it was. I mean, it goes way back, because I remember the assembly thing, the assembly party seems like one of the biggest ones. It seems like I follow all the time, but the last 2 years I kind of sloughed off, but anyway, Beamwriter sent me an email about it. He thought it was kind of neat that, you know, I mentioned it, and I was so excited that somebody actually knew what the hell I was talking about, so I thought that was pretty cool. He provided a few links in the email that I'm going to put in the notes. Of some of the demos that he thought were pretty cool too, and one of them was from Assembly, this one called Stair Dismount, and straight from his email, the site is jet.ro/dismount, and let's see, he says, basically you pick all the angles and thrust, then click dismount and knock a 3D crash test dummy down a flight of stairs. Points are scored by the amount of damage the guy takes on the way down. Sounds too simple to be fun, but it's addictive as hell. Now there's a new version from Assembly 2003. Oh, cool. But, you know what? In fact, I saw that when I was on the site. Truck dismount. More of the same with a delivery truck. Ramps and a brick wall. Violence can be fun. It's really neat. It really is.
Does this require we get a hide before watching that demo?
Yeah, but, yeah.
Right,
check this out, man. Do you remember, what was that thing called, Acid Warp? Did you ever see Acid Warp? It was just like a screensaver kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All that, dude, I had discs.
I've never done this. Before we're so clean, whatever, the drugs and the watches is so cool. See, give me some idea. It's like, we should have
drugs are bad.
One day.
You don't want to do drugs.
No,
drugs
I mean, you know, maybe some aspirin.
Drugs are bad. Okay. Maybe some aspirin.
Take some aspirin and watch this demo.
Acid Warp has nothing to do with drugs and alcohol or whatever. They just called it that.
Yeah, I know, but imagine if you're afraid.
Yeah, some of the stories you read on the internet.
It's crazy,
yeah. I don't know. People really might
have to check out.
go to scene.org and check out some of these demos. You go get them. I mean, they even have them for all kinds of different systems, but I'm sure the majority is Windows. I haven't checked them out in a long time. I don't know why. I just sidetracked too easily. But, I mean, I got CDs of demos around here to just sit back and watch when you're doing nothing. Like, even cleaning the house. I like to just let one play because the music is so awesome. You know, you glance over every now and again and, like, you see some crazy graphics of whatever. I mean, some of them, sometimes they show, like, space fights, and sometimes they show, like, just something simple, like a square. You know, or like a cube with like a sphere rolling around it, but it's like tumbling through space, and there's some kind of wormhole effect in the background, and the music's. I mean, you just zone out on these really awesome demos, and it's just something cool to check out. Another thing that he says, which I did not know about, and I'm totally psyched about this because I dig the old mod music. You remember that? It's like way before MP3s and shit. We had mods.
It's real good quality too.
Good quality electronic speakers. Fucking. Damn it. It's a good quality, electronic, awesome music that's just, I mean, it's just awesome. It's just good stuff to listen to. It's free. These people do it for the love of doing it, not for money.
Right.
Okay? And it's called, see, this site is called No Air, which he describes as what seems to be the center for underground scene-related music releases. This is new and free music every day. Okay? Now, I've never heard of it, but rest assured, I've got a new addiction, man. I will be going here every day to check out the new stuff because I dig this kind of music. It's all free. I've got 7 CDs of music piled up from the Hornet archive of mods. I've got stuff all the way from back in 1993. That's where I found the intro background music for last week's show where we mixed all the 60 Minute stuff in there. That came from like a 1994 mod.
Wow.
Somewhere. And I had on CD.
We're in high school, 94.
I remember downloading all those from
board.
When we would format my hard drive, it's like, oh crap, I just have to leave it on downloading all the old stuff.
Back everything up on the floppy disk.
Oh man, I can't find a good mod player for Windows though. I found a cool one for Linux, but I can't find a decent mod. Now, Winamp plays it, but it's not as cool as like the old stuff we used to have. It had all kinds of neat graphics and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, that's the end of the email. Somewhat of a correction from last week. We weren't sure about this, but at the time, remember I was told about IBM losing the thing? I think she got it confused, and she heard Intel lost it and thought it was IBM. Because I know that IBM got the account for the Xbox 2 processor technology. I know they did, and everywhere for the last week I've been seeing information that backs that up. It says IBM did get the deal. But they're in it for the technology. I don't think IBM... Now, what I keep reading, it sounds like IBM doesn't have... They're not going to fab the chips. They're not going to print out the chips for the Xbox 2, which they're calling Xbox Next so far. That's their project name for it. They're giving Microsoft license to the technology of their processor. Okay? You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? All right. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right. I've got some news items here, and we are going to start out with... Some really, really happy news on the Nintendo front. Nintendo has resumed production of the GameCube. Remember they stopped making cubes because they were trying to sell their backlog of cubes? Well, now that they have that huge gain in market share, they've had to start making cubes again. So that's some good news. On top of that, this is a great one because this one is like Sony's answer to Nintendo. Okay, this is a press release that I can't find the original of either. And it doesn't have any hard-coded numbers in it. It doesn't say flat out, we sold X amount of units this week, or we gained this many unit sales this month, or whatever. But PlayStation, Sony came out and they said, basically, we're the kings. It had this huge thing. It was like 2 pages long of why Sony, or how the PlayStation of, and the PlayStation 2, and the PS1, the little ghetto version,
right,
is outselling the other two consoles. The huge sales spike for the PlayStation and the PlayStation 1, the PS1 is still outselling the GameCube and the Xbox, according to Sony anyway, and their little spin doctored up.
Or the juice of their story.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not gonna read anything out of that, I'm just gonna mention that Sony's going around toting their own horn saying, we're the shit, you know. I'll put a link up in the show notes for that if you really care to read Sony, you know, stroking themselves. So,
hey, baby.
Here's something that hits a little close to home for you. Official PlayStation 2 launch in China next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was there last year, and they already have it.
They have it.
Modified version.
Exactly. They don't have real actual, well, no, they're real PlayStations, but they're not meant to be for that. They're like imported.
Right.
They're imported from Japan?
Japan?
Okay, yeah.
They have all the softwares in the
which is nothing, because according to... Oh my god. Because according to this, right, they got, let me see what I got here. 10 stores in 4 cities are supposed to, like, be the official carriers.
Uh-huh.
Stores across Beijing, Shanghai... Oh, crap. Guangzhou?
Guangzhou? Guangzhou?
Yeah, and Shenzhen?
Shenzhen?
I don't know. Anyway, there's 10 stores across those cities that are supposed to be the official carriers of the PlayStation 2. It's also coming with 3 games, and it's supposed to sell between 1,400 to 1,500 yen. Yuan, whatever. Okay. Y-U-A-N.
That's about 179.
It says 169 to 181, so yeah, somewhere in there. We'll
no
cut
taxes,
it. $175, we'll say. No tax?
No, you don't pay sales tax up there.
Wow.
Everything, you know, straight up. How much it is, straight up.
Huh. That's interesting. But I don't know, man. I don't think Sony has a market over there. I mean, are they out of their minds?
They will get buried.
And here's what another thing I want to know. Is this going to open up a whole new region? You know how we have, like, the U.S. region, the European region, the Japanese region, and...
Jim might translate the games, though.
Yeah, but I wonder what region they're going to use. I wonder if they're going to make, like, a...
DVD region? Code?
No. Like, when we get games, we get the U.S. version.
Right.
That will not play on a Japanese PlayStation, or whatever.
No, how?
It doesn't matter. It won't play. Right. A European game will not play on a Japanese whatever. You know, the thing, whatever the console is, they have different regions for them. I wonder if they're going to make a whole new region, like the mega pirate region of China or what? I don't know what they're gonna do. You know, just some kind of, they can't have like a blanket Asian version, right? That
right.
Doesn't sound right.
No.
I just, cause what about Japan?
Japan is probably, how would the thing is it will go by the DVD region codes, something like that?
They don't go by the DVD region codes. Maybe they do for the games, and we just get like, we get 1, they get 5.
Right.
Europe gets 2 or whatever it is.
Something like that.
You know, maybe for the games, but it seems to me that there's less for the games themselves. We know it works like the DVDs. I know they're gonna pirate it though, yeah. The poop, oh my god. There's a game radio first.
Hey, no S-word.
Yeah, I know, you're doing much better. You know what, we need to have like a little, put a dollar in the jar every time we swear on this show or something.
That'd be cool. I guess too straight to
I'm gonna be broke.
You're broke, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. What the hell am I gonna do? Maybe I'll donate, like, blank CDs.
Sperm? Sperm back?
My pocket Navy, or whatever they call them. Yeah. Let's see. Microsoft wants to get more involved in their chips for the new Xbox, the Xbox Next. Now, I got an article here from ZDNet. I'll put a link up there, you know, as usual. And this is great, because basically it just goes on to say that Microsoft wants to get their hands in involved more. Reason being, they want to, you know, because the Xbox got hacked to hell. You know what I mean? The Xbox got chopped up pretty bad. I mean, it got hacked pretty quick. Not that quick, you know, relatively quick, though. Microsoft wants to get, you know, a more hands-on approach to it. And I pulled out the best quote in this article. Listen to this. They, meaning Microsoft, sure don't want to have a situation where an Xbox can be turned into a PC. I thought that was a golden quote out of that article. Really, seeing as how it is a PC, and they converted it into an Xbox, How in God's green earth do they expect to prevent it from going the other way around?
I don't know. They've got some smart people in the Microsoft.
Yeah, they're working with some of the hackers. That's how they're going to try to keep it from happening. Let's see, what else do they have here? Another reason, this is the other great quote. Another reason is that Microsoft can squeeze better performance out of chips by being involved on the front end of the design process. When has Microsoft ever been known to squeeze more performance out of anything?
You're lucky if you want to say blue screen of a death on the Xbox.
Dude, they do the exact opposite of that every time. More hardware, less speed. It just seems like you have less juice no matter what. Blows me away. Anyway, what I've got here also just kind of sums up who does the chips and whatnot. ATI, we know, is on the graphics. We know now IBM is doing the processor technology. No, no, not the chips, just the technology. Microsoft has to go out and make their own chips.
Wow.
So think about that. Now, Microsoft's getting into the chip business now. And they're getting their hands in everything. You know?
Of course, they're big.
But they get the... this is interesting now, because Microsoft, dude, they've got to supply their own chip. Before they had Intel, this is what I like to call a known good. You know what I mean? Failsafe. This is a known good chip manufacturer, Intel. It doesn't get any more known good than that, right?
Right.
Microsoft has to go out and find their own fabs now. They got to get their own plants, their own fabrication plants. You know, they're not going to buy their own. They're going to pay somebody to make these chips.
Hold the story. I'm by poop load of AMD stocks.
I don't think
watch the news will come out. Microsoft was signing a huge contract with AMD, and their stock will go.
Dude, I don't think they can use AMD chips in Xboxes. The damn thing would melt. It would melt. AMD chips.
Just the new 64 chips.
Oh, yeah.
64.
Yeah, but they don't have all that stuff rigged up for games yet. You know what I mean? Shit, they don't even have an operating system that works well.
It's next generation. You never know what's going to happen.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, and SIS is doing the chipset information. The chipsets for the...
Right.
The boards, whoever makes the damn board they're going to use. Yeah, I guess they're supplying the technology information for that. Dude, I think I'd rather check VIA than SIS.
Though.
Really? Dude, SIS makes a lot of crap. VIA makes more crap.
See?
But at least they have some good crap once in a while.
Yeah, it works once in a while. I got VIA board at home for my Pentium 4.
Yeah.
It works pretty good, you know. It's not top notch.
Top of the notch. The famous Wolf
Quartz. I'm on the fire.
You know Modem's going to rip that one out and quote it and put it up on his mirror.
What I'm going to start like... Copyrighted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start charging
a little.
little.
You can charge per download or something.
You little F.
Let's see, what else have I got here? Interesting news. Console online. People are saying that it doesn't do so well. You know, they're playing games online. On live, on PlayStation online, or whatever the hell they call that thing. They don't. Apparently, it doesn't do so hot. And everybody kind of slams it. Everybody says, you know, well, it's not doing so good. They need to rethink this.
Right.
This is the first attempt at an online gaming console rig, and it's failing miserably. Now, I think the Dreamcast was the first online console gaming deal that failed miserably. I mean, they tried, but it's like I had... What was the Street Fighter that I had that was supposed to get online? Do you remember that?
Alpha 3?
Was it Alpha 3 that was supposed to get online?
For a Dreamcast.
Yeah. Now, no matter what I did, I could not get that game to get online.
I even bought a... Broadband adapter.
I never used it, I bet.
I mean, I never used it.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think it's still sitting at home.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have your Dreamcast?
No, I gave it to my cousin.
I'll give you $10 for the broadband adapter if you had it.
If I can find it.
Yeah, if you find it. Because just because I have
my Dreamcast. Oh, yeah, I heard about a hack,
For
a Dreamcast.
For what?
You can send it on, you told me about it.
For the GameCube?
For Dreamcast. It's like you put in a boot CD inside Dreamcast and hook up any network.
That's the GameCube.
I thought it's Dreamcast.
Dreamcast is self-boot. Dreamcast, you've got images that are self-boot. You don't need that hack. That's for the GameCube. With the Fantasy Star Online hack?
No. Sending like this network's information straight to your house.
Oh my god, dude. That was like a 2-year-old story.
Yeah, I know.
Holy crap, I forgot all about that. That was a bootable Linux distro that runs on your fucking Dreamcast. China's a snake. Where the hell are you going to hide a Dreamcast in somebody's house, though?
I'm not going to hide it. I'm hiding in some corporation.
Saved up under somebody's desk. I forgot all about
Bill
that.
Gates. Hey, Billy.
Hey, if anybody remembers what that's called, let us know, because I can't remember. Do you remember what that's called?
No, I don't.
Maybe some of the listeners remember, because I can. I know what you're talking about. There was that, yeah, you could just boot it. You needed no screen, no interaction. It just automatically sniffed all the network traffic or something.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Whole packaging.
I forgot what the hell that was.
Go straight to your house.
I clean forgot about that. I wanted it just to have.
Right.
I clean forgot about it. I thought you were talking about the
cube.
The hack for the cube to get the stuff on there, yeah. Huh. Anyway, the hell are we talking about now? Now that we're all off course. Xbox Live. Yeah. Check this out. GameSpot posted some numbers of the record-setting day for Xbox Live, and I think this, I personally think it's a success. It's easy, and it works. I mean, can you go wrong? They've got like over 50 games already to get online now Xbox Live, right? In one way or another, I believe.
And more games are coming out.
This is all playable. More are coming out, and it works. It's good. It's easy. You plug it in, bam. You put in your credit card info, bam.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? You know, as long as you don't use those stupid-ass filters, it's pretty cool. You know, you can talk to people, and it doesn't sound like complete shit, you know? It's really cool.
I always put a voice mask on when I talk to people.
See, you're one of those jerk-offs that I can't stand talking to.
So I sound like a child molester?
You sound like a child molester anyway.
Kid, what are you wearing?
Get in the van.
Hi, puppy.
I got a Nintendo in here. Wait, I got a PlayStation in here. Isn't that what's hot these days? Come on, kid. I got every game. Check it out.
Come on. I got candy.
Step away from the sandbox. Put the controller down. Drop your door.
All right. November 2nd. Okay, what the hell is today? The 11th? So, whatever it was, a couple days ago, 9 days ago. 83,652 players spent a total of 262,268 hours online. Dude, I had no idea that 83,000 plus people were playing friggin' Xbox Live games. That's awesome. That's a success. That's amazing, and it's easy to do. The problem is that it's not a success for the people that don't have broadband. Well, that's their loss. That's their problem. Move out of the sticks, you know, or get a job that'll allow you to afford it. It's cheap now. It's like $20 of, no, I paid
$26.
For the cheap one?
Yeah, $26.
$26. That's less than you spend on cigarettes in a week, I guarantee it. You know? God, people.
Come on.
And they complain, shut up. Don't make me yeah, I caught myself. I'm getting better. See, we need to record like 20 shows in a row, and so for practice.
Without cussing.
Just for practice. And then
maybe we should start going to church, dude.
Yeah, or that'll happen.
See, only time I want to church
God
my whole
hates
life.
Me.
I don't know. Maybe God loves me.
My whole life, I went to church once. I was in the army. Basic training. We couldn't eat any sweets. So I found out this news. If you go to this Catholic church, you get free cookies and milk. So I just went there, got some cookies.
Cookies and milk. Jesus.
No sweets. One was in what's it called? No, it's called basic training.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a veteran day today. I'm a veteran. I serve this country.
Dude, check this out. The most popular Xbox Live game on that day, I guess it was a Sunday, was Rainbow Six 3, which we played the demo of, which was actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
the graphics
were
awesome. Outstanding. I mean, the graphics were great. I have a problem with those games. They're just too damn slow.
It's too real.
Suck. Yeah, it is a little too. Yeah, it's too real because I don't like that style. It's
We're like
semi-realistic, you know, yeah. I like that much. It's just more fun that way, for me. You know, there's lots of people like Hooks. He loves that. Yeah, Hooks, I know you're listening. You'll probably like to buy Rainbow Six 3. I know you like playing Ghost Recon, dude. Go get Rainbow Six 3. I know you'll like it. Anyway, 24,478 players at one point accounted for 6,731 players simultaneously playing. Friggin'
that's huge.
Rainbow Six 3. That's crazy. That's
just for Xbox.
You know, yeah, that's for
PC
one
games,
game.
You don't get that many players.
Some games do.
Frag Ops?
Well, Frag Ops is like a 2 weeks old now, you know?
Yeah. Still, should have at least 1,000
players. Look at Tactical Ops, though. It's got like 1,500 people, and it's been out for 3 years at its best day, and it's never that high, you know?
How about Tribes? Tribes used to have a huge server list. I mean, huge. Takes like 2 or 3 minutes.
Right, Tribes 3 Vengeance, dude. That looks so awesome. There's a post on the forums about that. They got totally thread jacked. talking about something else. But on that thread is a link about, maybe it's a GameSpot story, I think. I can't remember. Somebody's
like screenshots
and stuff. Yeah, dude. Tribes is a fun game. I can't, that'll be one to cover, definitely.
I mean, that's the first, I think that's the first online, multiplayer online game I ever get into. Dooms, I didn't even really play Dooms.
You can't play Doom online. Not back when we had it. You can't
now. Only on the network.
Yeah, but that was like online.
Four people max.
Yeah, that was in school. let's get on to some of the games now that we covered most of the news. Well, all the news. And let's start out. Now, I'm trying to do a better job of breaking things down into the PC section, the PlayStation, because I want to cover everything equally. And no matter what we do for this damn show, I always feel like we screw somebody. And this week, Xbox and the PC get screwed.
That's
alright. So, wait, no.
We can't cover everything, you know.
The GameCube gets completely screwed. I know, but I like to try. Anyway, the one big thing I want to talk about was, for the PC, Frag Ops 1.2 was released, the new version of that. It was only out for like, what, 6 days, 7 days?
Right.
And it was awesome, too, because when I woke up, and I'm looking at my screen, or maybe it was the middle of the day or something, I just got back, I think, from something, and I'm sitting there, and I go to their website, and I'm looking at their website, and I go, that's weird, how come when I was just online, I didn't see that many servers? I thought something had happened, like, you know, there's some news on the main site. So I go to Frag Ops World, the UK one, the .co.uk, and they've got a patch up there, 1.2, and I go, wow, this is great. So I download the patch. I download it and install it, and I go back to the real Frag Ops website, and it wasn't even posted yet. So somehow I caught it, the timing, just right.
Whoa.
I hop online, and there's like 3 people playing. Because you know, people didn't know yet. It was really strange. I get on, and I was like, what the hell's going on here, right? Dude, they fixed so many problems immediately. What a difference a week makes. Suddenly,
four more new maps, at least.
We got
more.
I don't know, there's a lot of maps in there now. I mean,
got some alpha ones.
Yeah, okay, now that's something I want to talk about, which we'll get to towards the end of the frag. Basically, some of the problems that we had before are gone now. I mean, there was little bugs here and there for this and that. I mean, it's a different game now. And this does run in Linux, people. If you guys are out there with the Unreal Tournament 2003, this does run in Linux. You just, you know, have to read it. You know, just read how to do it, and it does work, I guarantee it. I don't know, I like it a lot more now. Because before, on the 1.1 alpha, it was fun, but I didn't play it that much. You know that? You played it all week, you said. When it first came out, I played
I didn't play it past
2 weeks now.
All week.
oh, really? I thought you said you played it
from all last time. From last time we had a show.
Uh-huh. Has it only been that long?
Yeah, it's only 1 week.
It's been 2 weeks now, then.
Dude.
Because you were playing it all before that. I think. I don't know. Anyway, point is, they fixed a whole bunch of stuff. There's still no melee weapons. You still don't have a knife and whatever. But they fixed stuff. They added a new gun, the Benelli shotgun, you know. And then they added some cool stuff. There's more maps now. I mean, it just feels more
complete. You can sell your old gun?
Yes, the biggest thing. Because Wolf here is a weapons dealer when he plays. He runs around, steals everybody's gun, sells them.
Yeah.
He's always loaded. They fixed the money. Remember how before we were always broke? They fixed the cash. You're not broke anymore. And here's the biggest thing. I don't know what they did, or if it's like my brain just slowed down to the speed of a slower engine. It seems faster now. I don't know about you, but it seems to run faster. Before, I had to turn off every option. I had everything on low or off. You know, there's a little check mark, you know, for everything except for dynamic lighting I had turned off. Now, on the GeForce 5900, an Athlon 2600, I mean, it ran like crap. And for some reason, now, I have every single thing turned on. I run it at 1280 by 960, and I've got everything on high, and everything else turned on. And I get somewhere between 50 to 90 frames the whole time.
1280 by 960, that's almost like widescreen.
No. 1280 by 1024 is more widescreen than 1280 by 960.
Huh.
Do the math on it. 1280 by 960 is...
Shorter.
Yeah, but it's square. Rectangular, it's correct, it's 4:3.
Right, 4:3.
Right? Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
That's cubic.
Like 800 by 600, right? It's 4:3.
So it's 1280 by 700 as widescreen.
Yeah. And then you look at the one that everybody uses for some reason, which I can't understand because everything's skinny, 1280 by 1024, that's 1.25.
You're right.
I know, I did the math on it one day when I was sitting there looking at somebody's screenshot going, how come my shit is skinny? Because look at it. Look at your 1280 by 1024. Stuff is skinny.
Yeah, right now it runs a lot better on my GeForce 4 Ti 4200.
Does it run better than it did with the 1.1?
I probably have almost that same setting as you. Because
I had everything on high. No, I changed it from that.
Oh, okay.
I turned everything on and turned it on high detail for everything, and it runs
great. I'm getting about 70 frames per second.
Nice. See, and you don't have everything turned on, but most of it, right?
No,
most off?
Try
turning it on now. I swear to God, the new patch, it's like, it works better. I swear to God. Like, it must be my imagination. Because for some reason, I don't think they spent a whole bunch of time on that. They spent time on bug fixes and stuff. But anyway, the game is awesome now. It's like, it's so much better than it was before. It was fun before, but I didn't like it. There's too many little things that drove me insane. I got tired of using a pistol because I was broke all the time. But now, me, Jenner, and Wolf have been playing, you know, we get on the phone, you know, it's a three-way. We play well into the 4 o'clock in the morning. And poor Jenner, his house caught up. We're sitting there playing, and he goes, "What's all that noise?" And he kept blowing it off for like 10 minutes. He's like, "Man, there's something making some noise out here. Hang on, I'm going to go check it out." He goes outside. It's like, where he was, it was like 3:30 in the morning. He goes, "Oh my God, guys, my building is on fire."
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Yeah, you back you.
So we had to quit playing last night a little early.
Dude, my phone sucks. I have to change two phones every time.
Mm-hmm.
When we play online.
Because we've been playing too long.
We have a same phone. How weird. Yours doesn't do that.
My battery's brand new.
Oh.
But anyway, I mean, this game has shaped up in 1 week already to be an amazing fucking game. Now, the thing of it is, like,
you say F word again.
Oh, damn it. See, I don't even notice. But you know what's so cool too? My favorite thing is the deaths. They got the ragdoll physics on the deaths. You know, man, you're running around, all of a sudden, you know, what happens to me, what pisses me off still about it is that, like, I suck. I haven't figured out the layout of the levels yet. So there I am, walking around, I come around the corner, idly minding my own. Yeah, I get lit up like an addict out of rehab. Boom!
You know what's funny about that game, though? Every time you got blow up, you see yourself in the air, doing some crazy stunts before you die. Like, you know, once I got blow up, I was in the air, I did a 1080, probably front side grab, a Indy grab, back flip, and I landed. I swear to God, like a snowboard game.
It is, it's awesome.
And once I die,
it's the ragdoll.
I bend over backwards.
Yeah, they'll shoot your guy and he'll fall to his knees and he's laying there as... looking up at the sky, it's so awesome.
Or kiss your own ass.
You know, the coolest one I had so far was in Tears of Redemption, Special Forces, and you book straight out of the whatever, it looks like a playground or whatever you're in. I book straight out of the fenced area, and there's two, it goes up, right, there's like this building in front of you, and there's two sticks of wood crossed, like make like an X, kind of more like a Y though, but it makes like a basically like an X, and you can walk up these two sticks, these two boards, to get on top of the roof of this building. Oh, and by the way, in this new patch, they fixed a lot. They changed the maps around a lot. Something else to consider, too. They're more friendly, it seems like. Anyway, I go running up there, and some guy is able to shoot me just as I'm at the top of these two sticks. Now keep in mind the shape of like a Y or an X. Now, imagine me on one of the corners. I get shot. My guy dies, throws his arms back. I fell in between... The like in the corner, and my guy's arms held me up, so my legs were dangling down below this thing, and I was hanging up there like Jesus on his cross, just floating, just stuck in between these two beams. It was so neat. It was just like, wow, man, you know, look how awesome this is.
Come on. Talk
about an upgrade. You know, this is the kind of game I've been waiting. People want to play a better game than Counter-Strike. They want to play like the new Counter-Strike. They want to play the new Battlefield. They want to play the new Medal of Honor, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They want to play something new and improved all the time. This, for me, is it. Now, we were big Tactical Ops players. Now, we can't help but make the connection with Frag Ops being a lot like Tactical Ops. Now, here's the thing. I spend some time in the IRC channel, and I play on some servers with some of the guys. Like, I've seen at least 7 team members that I've played with, you know? 7 Frag Ops team members I've played on servers with. All of them are nice guys. But once in a while, they get really pissy over people mentioning Tactical Ops. For some reason, it seems like they hate it. Now, we know, you and I know, because we played with them, most of these guys played Tactical Ops.
Oh, yeah.
Yet, for some reason, they get mad when somebody says, this is better than Tactical Ops. You know, or like, why can't we have a map from Tactical Ops? Now, in fact, in the IRC channel a couple days ago, one of the team members was getting pissed off. I mean, like, mad. Because somebody is converting, I don't know who's doing it, I don't know if it's even one of them or if it's just somebody else, Somebody's making some of the popular tactical ops maps for Frag Ops, and he's getting pissed off. I mean, he's getting mad about it. And I was there, and it's like listening to him whine and bitch, and I don't understand it. Like, who cares? A fun map on any game is a map on any game.
Counter-Strike.
You know, yeah, I have nothing wrong. Like, I hope somebody makes a dust on an Italy. You know what I'm saying? It's still a good map. And you know what? I don't want to throw a fit. Well, our game isn't Counter-Strike. We know that.
Right.
But we still like the map. You know, what does it have to do with the fact the map came from a different game? It's still fun. There's a Rapid Waters map for Tactical Ops. It is one of the most popular maps for Tactical Ops. Somebody made one, is working on one, I guess. I guess it's not quite done. For Frag Ops. And it's not quite the same. And it's really, really high quality. It's really fucking
good. I liked it.
You know, I like it too. I hate Rapids on Tactical Ops, okay? And I like this. It's because Frag Ops is a great game. So what? They use a map based off of something else. So what? It's somewhat original. And original or not, a good map is a good map. I would not mind at all an exact duplicate, but better textures and whatnot, of Trooper, another highly popular map on Tactical Ops, my second favorite Tactical Ops map is Trooper. I would also like an original Monastery, a 2.0
original
Monastery.
One, yeah.
Fuck the 3.0. Yeah, okay. Screw
it. Bars.
Screw the AOT Monastery. I like the 2.0 series, the 2.x series Monastery. That was a bomb. But anyway, it's a good map. So if somebody wants to go out and make a map for your game, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he got bent out of shape is why I bring it up. He got bent out of shape. I don't want to name him. I do know who it is. I remember. But I just don't want to name him. He got bent out of shape. I don't understand why they want to make this huge distinction.
Convert a dragon.
Dragon. That was a great Tactical Ops map. There's plenty of great maps for plenty of great games. Sure, it's nice to see new stuff, but you know what? A lot of new stuff sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Frag Ops is in such a good position. They have the eye of the Tactical Ops community, and yet they're like pissing on them. They could take every player Tactical Ops has if they just apply themselves a little bit more and bend a little bit. I've wasted enough time on this. We talk about Frag Ops like all the time, but it's because it's a fat game. Yeah, I mean, we love it. There's just stuff going on around it. It's just strange, but I don't know. It's so much better now. My one big complaint is that I think the cheats still work. Some of the Unreal Tournament 2003s. It's my understanding that there's some bots out there and some radar that works. And I will tell you from first-hand experience, I have played with people that I could swear are cheating. I don't know. I've seen some amazing bullshit.
Once in a while you see an elf jerk on there.
Yeah, maybe they're testing their new Frag Ops bot or whatever. Yeah. Didn't they even call their game Frag Ops? When we first heard about it, you kept calling it Fragtical Ops. Don't you remember that? Yeah, I remember you heard it said a lot. I heard you say it a lot. Fragtical Ops. but I think that's what they're trying to get at. They're hating on Tactical Ops for some reason, and I can't understand why they hate. It's all in good fun. It's about gaming, and it's about killing your buddies. There's nothing better to do for me in my day than get on the internet and kill people. So what if your map, if the map was used in a different game? Anyway, something else that we've totally, totally neglected. The Game Boy Advance. What do you think about that? You think we need to cover it more? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game Boy Advance. I mean, I haven't picked my up for, I say, at least 2 months.
Really? See, I still play mine quite a bit. It's great when you're playing Frag Ops, when you're dead. Seriously, I have mine sitting right there, and I play Advance Wars 2 in between rounds a lot of the time.
Did you get a red one yet?
No, I'm not going to get it, because it's not metallic shiny like I thought. It more is
plastic looking.
Yeah, it looks like those candles almost, but not shiny. excuse me. Anyway.
You can armor it all.
Yeah, we could armor all the Game Boy. Or maybe there's some kind of shellac or something for it.
Yeah, waxing, wax car wax.
That'll go faster.
Buffer.
Now, what about, we're running short on time here, so we gotta talk about, I still got a lot of stuff, so it's not like we're bailing soon. The Game Boy. Now, I haven't played anything recently ultra new on it and sat down and spent a huge amount of time. It just occurred to me that we don't talk about the Game Boy Advance enough, and I think maybe we roll that into the normal run-of-the-mill conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I think that should become a regular section. I'm trying to redo the format of the show, and I change it every week. But I actually do have a layout I try to adhere to, but it doesn't work. Yeah. So, the list of games I played recently on the Game Boy Advance, I just kind of went through, was Advance Wars 2, obviously, Golden Sun 2, which I can't stand.
I cannot stand that.
You know, see, now, I don't understand. The first one was dope. Okay, we both owned it, we both played the crap out of it and beat it. The second one came out, and I got like halfway through, maybe less than that, and I cannot stand to play this game anymore.
Probably just from the beginning. I don't know.
No, I'm far. I'm far.
Seems like you have to start everything all over. He started at level one.
Well, yeah, but that's because you didn't have your code for the dudes. And it's my understanding that you get to play your dudes later anyway, your other guys, you know?
Dude?
Yeah. Like, I thought I remember reading somewhere. In fact, we talked about it on the show, I think.
Those puzzles are pretty frustrating, you know?
Well, that doesn't bother me because that's, I mean, the puzzles are kind of what makes it cool. That's its gimmick. What bothers me is that I never know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just there. And I never have any direction in it, which a lot of people are like, oh, that's so great, because, you know, it's not linear. Bullshit, it's not linear. It is linear. They just don't tell you where you're supposed to go. Because you can go all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can spend hours going through a cave until you get to a part where you don't have a spell to progress. And it's like, you have to walk all the fucking way back out of there? Yeah, no, I don't care. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 you! There we go. So, I get frustrated because too many times now I've walked through all these caves and, you know, and gone through puzzles for hours. And I get to the point where, oh, well, you don't have this spell, so you can't progress. Go back out. And go find where you get this spell or this power, their psi energies. It's such a cool idea for the game. I really liked the story, but man, it was a poor application on the second one. Advance Wars 2, though, is just incredible. Now, do you still have Advance Wars 1?
Yes,
I do. You need to sell that on eBay and get yourself Advance Wars 2 because it is awesome. Advance Wars 2 is incredible. It is so much fun.
I will do that. Any buyers?
I really like it a lot.
I'm even putting my lip print on there.
I'm 3/4 of the way through it. I'm on the last mission for the yellow place. Whatever it's called. Yellow Comet or Yellow Stars or whatever. It's not Lucky Charms. Whatever the hell it is. The yellow one. I'm on the last mission for that. I mean, and it's so much fun. This is like the world's perfect strategy game right here. I mean, it's great. I cannot wait until they make another one, I hope, because I'll be buying that too. I have a good time with the maps they made. Now, if I have some friends that were into it, we could make our own maps. You know, we could play. Right. But you never play this crap, so the only thing we ever played together on Game Boy was Zelda.
Zelda.
Which was a lot of fun.
Four Swords.
The Four Swords, you can play that, Link. It comes with, what is it called? Adventure, A Link to the Past. And it's called.
It was hella short, though.
It was hella short. There's
what,
like.
Hour and a half?
Hour and a half it took us, maybe. Our first time through and our only time we've played it since. Yeah, it was just way too short. We only played 2-player. I guess you can play 4 players, but I can't imagine it being any harder with 4 people. I mean, it's just, it's not that much. Well, it was fun, but it wasn't that great. You know,
no, it's afraid. Basically, it's come with a.
Yeah, I bought the game for A Link to the Past. That's why I wanted it, because I love A Link to the Past. So, if you like Zelda, A Link to the Past is great. If you're into role-playing games on that, I must suggest Lufia, Lunar, Golden Sun 1, Golden Sun 2, only if you really, really have a lot of time on your hands and nothing better to mess with. Advance Wars 2 is a fantastic strategy game. And there was a few others I got to blow through really quick. Now, I haven't had a chance to play Final Fantasy Tactics Advance yet, and I'm trying to beat Advance Wars 2 so I can start playing that heavily. And that's what I plan on making a phone call of that number. And what I played recently, just to kind of mess with it, was WarioWare Incorporated, Spy Hunter, Boxing Fever, and Doom 1 and Doom 2 on the Game Boy Advance.
Wow.
Now, I'll tell you right now, I played Doom 1 long enough to go all the way to the end of the first episode. You know, remember, you go all the way through and you fight the 2 Minotaurs at the end? And there's no ending to it. It takes you straight to E2M1 after you beat the Minotaurs at the end of E1M8 or whatever, I guess it is. I guess it's 8. And I flew through the game. I have Doom still burned into my brain. Ingrained in my mind is the level layout for Doom. And I was actually able to tell where they removed parts of the game. Like, there's like, and in minute little details. Like, in the very first level, E1M1, you head straight out and cut a left, and there's 2 poles in the staircase, and there's armor up on top of the staircase. The poles are gone. You know? So, little things like that. I mean, that was a pretty major one. There's other little things in the game where you're going along, and you're like, there's supposed to be a brick here, you know, or like a block that I can stand on here, or where's the secret door, you know, or whatever, something like that. It was just really weird for me to go through, and the controls suck. The controls are horrible. on the Game Boy trying to play Doom. Oh my god, you don't have enough buttons for all that crap. You gotta move, you gotta change, yeah, but the change weapon was the thing I had the hardest problem with. There's not enough buttons for it.
Shoulder button?
That's strafe. The shoulder buttons are strafe left and right. Move and turn is the keypad. Shoot is one of the buttons. Open doors.
I don't think I ever used a strafe on a.
Yeah, you did. You just don't remember. You always.
I just used those four.
No, you didn't. You hold control of the strafe in that, remember?
I thought it was Ronnie.
No, that's shift.
Oh, okay.
That's shift. Anyway, there is like five or six different control settings for Doom and Doom 2 on the Game Boy, but none of them help a whole lot. Yeah, they have a map too, so that's select, pauses, start, or something, I think. To change weapon, whatever my control setting was, it was hold down the pad and hit, open door. And it would change your gun. It sucked too, because you're trying to open a door and you suddenly start flipping through weapons sometimes, you know? So you open the door and you got a rocket launcher and there's a guy right in front of your face and you end up blowing yourself up. But it wasn't hard either. I mean, if you're like the most hardcore Doom fan on the face of the planet, you might want to buy this. But I haven't played Doom in a long time, and I was able to blow through the first whole mission of Doom 1 without dying. I didn't save it or nothing. I just sat down and was like, I'll check it out real quick. Boom. All the way through the first whole fucking season, the whole mission, the whole episode of the first one. You know, it was no big deal. So, I mean, I don't know if I can highly recommend it. The sound is vintage Doom, right? The sound is straight out of the old PC game. Which is a good thing. I like the sound. My biggest complaint was the blood is gone. You know, you shoot somebody and just boom, there's red blood everywhere. Now you have green blood everywhere.
Oh.
You know, yeah. And some little minor changes. Some things are changed a little bit. I wasn't too impressed with it. To me, it's not worth buying. So neither was Doom 2. It's just not enough game and the controls. It just doesn't feel right. If you want to play Doom, you can find like Doom 1 and 2 for like $10. I'm sure, you know. At like CompUSA. Plus they have like the fat new 3D enhancements and stuff, you know, for it. Like real 3D enhancements.
How's the graphics now? It looks more smooth?
It looks way worse.
Still blocky?
It worked worse than it did on the PC originally, back on our 386. It looks worse than that.
Yeah, what resolution were we using at that time? 680 by 640?
40 by 480 maybe? Maybe? I don't remember. It was pretty bad. 320 by 200 or whatever.
Still look blocky.
Yeah, it looked pretty blocky then. On the Game Boy, it's like 240 by something, isn't it? It's pretty bad. But I don't know, it kind of sucked. Boxing Fever was interesting, because I really like that one boxing game, Punch-Out. Punch-Out. On the Nintendo...
Have you ever think about playing Doom on a Game Boy, a GameCube, with a Game Boy Advance player? Maybe it's got more features without control, because you have more buttons.
No, it doesn't know. No. It doesn't know that you're using it on the GameCube. It doesn't change your button layout. It doesn't, yeah. It wouldn't change anything. Anyway, Boxing Fever. You know Punch-Out on the Nintendo?
Punch-Out, right.
I like that boxing game because I don't like realistic boxing games. What?
That was funny, that game.
No, it was. It was a cool game. This game kind of sort of reminds me of that. It's not quite as cool, in my opinion. But it's kind of comic-y like that, you know, like kind of cartoony. The guys yeah, they're way too out of proportion, all crazy, you know, of course they got some girl there, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it's a little weird for boxing, but it was actually kind of fun. Like, you have like a left and a right punch button, you know, and you had like some crazy moves, and the graphics weren't all that bad. Believe it or not, they were pretty good. The background looked, I thought, really good for a Game Boy background. It was entertaining, you know, I mean, if you need a good boxing game, this might be something to try to check out. See if you might like that for a box. I mean, there's so many Game Boy games. I don't even know where to begin covering these things. There's like 1,300 already Game Boy Advance games.
Jesus.
I know.
That's a lot.
But two more that I played was Spy Hunter and WarioWare. Spy Hunter was weird. It wasn't...
I didn't like it at all for a PS2.
Well, there's nothing like the Game Boy Advance version. I guarantee it. This one, you're like behind the car. The graphics are total crap. They just... I don't know. And I couldn't get past the training mission. I suck so bad. And I couldn't do any real missions. It wouldn't let me. It made me go through this training mission. I couldn't handle it. Like, I don't know what it is about trying to... Maybe I just can't get used to the grip of the Game Boy or something. Because I couldn't steer things right. I just didn't seem like I had very good control over the car. But you know what I mean? It was kind of fun. I just think if I didn't suck as bad, it wouldn't have been so bad. And WarioWare. Now, this game has sold a ton of copies, and I cannot figure out why. This game is based on half a second to 2 second minigames. WarioWare isn't like, okay, you sit down, and the first, like, level is 10 minigames. and you have a half a second to figure out the controls for it, or you lose. It is so stupid. Like, there's this, like, it'll show, like, a slope and a skier coming down, and all it says is, jump. And you gotta know, you gotta figure out which button to hit, first of all. Now, to me, it seemed like they kept changing the buttons on me, so I was confused. Plus, your shoulder pads do stuff occasionally. Plus, occasionally, you can move the directional pad to make adjustments to your game. But it doesn't tell you any of this. It just says, jump. One. Two, you're dead.
Oh, my God.
So if in that point you did not press a button, you're dead. And you better hope it's the right button. Okay? And then it would say, balance. This one's pretty easy, and it was pretty obvious. But all it's just balance. Right. You've got 2 seconds to keep a guy who's on, like, a unicycle balancing, like, what looks like 3 or 4 bricks. And, like, if he would, turn, you know, like, it would fall one way, so you back up that direction to keep it balanced. Pretty easy. There's a golf one where it's got, you know, it says sink it or something like that, you know, whatever. And you've got to, you know, aim the thing at the hole and hit the button right away. And you have, like, a second and a half to do that. There's, like, a jump rope one where, like, if you don't hit the button right when you don't have any time to figure it out is what annoyed me. You have, like, less than 2 seconds. Most of them are, like, a second long, and you lose. And there's tons of these stupid-ass little mini-games. Now, the game seems to sell itself on the fact that you don't know what you're supposed to do. You know, that's its gimmick. You have to learn what to do. It just sucks, because I get mad.
It's like an IQ test.
You know? Yeah. It's, like, it's stupid, because you have to, like, figure out what you're supposed to do within a second, and if you don't, you lose. And you only get 3 chances through each level. Each level gets longer and longer. So, you know, one time is 10 minigames, then 15 minigames, then 20 minigames. And you better know what to do, or you're going to lose. And you're going to get to do them all over again. And that's why I get mad, because it doesn't tell you what you're supposed to do. You just have a second to figure out, and if you lose, well, you suck. You better figure it out next time. Pisses me off. But for some reason, people find it fun. I think they just need something better to do. I mean, this is the kind of game that, like, propagates the whole ADD gamer thing right here. This is what we need right here. 1 second games. This is it. This is the best game in the world right here. 1 second. 1 second. Oh, I got it. Okay, next game. Let's go. You know what I mean? It just drives me nuts.
It will get a real annoying.
Yeah. So, enough with that. Let's see. We get to totally screw the GameCube this time. Xbox, you got NBA Jam 2004 or whatever the hell it is?
Yes, I did, today, for $20.
For $20?
Was on sale for $30, and I got $10 coupon from my reward zone.
Okay, now.
So I got it for $20.
That's right. So what do you think about it?
Well, so far, I play about 6 games so far, and I love it. It's totally like it's like an original one, but you got one more player. You got to play
Oh, it's 3v3?
3v3, that's right. And that's our new roster. New roster from this year's. Got new people. And it's totally cool. And then you get new things called hotspot shots. You know, once when you dunk the ball so much and you fill up your dunk points thing. And you get one chance for a hot spot, so outside 3-point line, which if you stand on the spot and hit a shoot, you'll do some crazy stunts, like do a triple flip in the air and do a spinning like 30 times and dunk the ball. And it's totally like, it's like the old one.
The graphics are pretty good too. I really think, I mean, the graphics are nice improved. I hate basketball.
Come on, you gotta play at least one game. You would love
that. I don't want to play.
Come on, one game.
That's stupid, man. It's retarded. Your guys are like, he's on the fire, and he like lights up, and he fucking jumps like all the way across the damn field,
you
and he's like,
too much.
And you see there's like flames and
keep his
shit. Yeah, you hear the same things. Boom, shaka laka.
That got pretty funny commentaries.
I don't know, man. I think it was just low rent.
I don't know. For $30, for $20.
It's not my style, though. It's not my kind of game. I don't like this kind of stuff.
You don't play sports game anyway, sir.
I like football.
Besides football and tennis.
Tennis is dope. Alright. It's fucking...
Skateboard is not sports.
No, skateboarding is an extreme sport.
Extreme.
And snowboarding. So that's all you want to say about that? Oh, man! Is that it?
Yeah, it's right now for sale, $30. You know, definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's on sale down there at Best Buy.
When it comes out for Super Nintendo, or for Sega Genesis, I got it and I loved it. I played 4 days. I mean, that's a game you will play day after day after day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would get it. Now, what else I got? No, that's it. That's how I'm gonna get my butt.
I skipped over an important news thing and I totally, I have it written down right here. Nokia. N-Gage. Cracked. I forgot all about, remember we were laughing at it today?
Oh, yeah,
the store. Yeah. Somebody cracked the N-Gage games. I guess it runs on a bunch of different phones now, and including one of them is the Siemens SX1. It runs on all the games run on that phone. I guess the cracked versions of the games run on that phone. And I'll tell you right now. Also, I've seen dumps of the whatever they are, the multimedia cards or whatever, the MMCs, even the little cards with the games on them. I've seen dumps on the internet of the games.
Whoa.
So all we need now is an emulator. And then we don't need some jacked up phone to play these little cracked pirated games on. But, you know, Nokia's shitting bricks right now. You know, I mean, there it goes. But, I mean, that didn't take a month to crack at all.
No.
You know, all of a sudden, I just, you know, the games are out. I saw them on the internet. You know, here you go. Here's all of them. 45 megs. The Nokia N-Gage games that are out.
You're supposed to pay for them, right?
We saw them there at the store today for sale. Remember they come in those little plastic cases that are way too big to carry around with your phone in the first place. I don't know. poor Nokia. They should have done a little more research. Like
the console
like
sucks anyway.
It's not a console.
Well, it's a handheld, whatever.
It's a phone. Wait. It's an MP3. No. What the hell is that thing again? It sucks. It's a taco that you talk to. Anyway, let's see. Let's move on to. Okay, we're down to PlayStation. We got to play quite a bit of the demos of some recent games, which is cool because, you know, it keeps us up to date. And I was pleasantly surprised today by some of the stuff we played, and I'm usually pretty unhappy with most of the crap that we play. We weren't able to lock up my PlayStation or anything, but we did get to play Final Fantasy X-2. Now, I'll let you rip into this one first.
That's alright. Here you go. I mean, I'm not impressed so far.
You're not? Now, no. I thought you would kind of like it because you're a whore. You're a square whore.
I'm a square whore, but I'm not impressed by watching you play.
Now, why not? What about it sucked?
It's a character. The design.
The design.
Yeah, the design of a character.
Doesn't it seem, what do you mean the design? It's the same characters in Final Fantasy X that you love.
Yeah, it's supposed to be improved, though. It's not improved.
See, now that was one of the things I was going to say. The characters, they look like crap.
Yeah, you can't see the details.
You know,
they're
not
blurry. I mean, they got fat face and shit.
They didn't seem, I don't know if they were blurry, but they didn't seem very well modeled out. You know, like they should have been better. I mean, they just should have put, you know, higher poly characters.
And the talks gets annoying.
Did they even talk in that?
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit. No.
Yeah,
just a little bit. No, there was a lot of stuff by that.
And the fingers are funny, but I'm not.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. I tell you what, though, the monsters look good. The monsters look
one
real
boss,
good.
Yeah.
You know, no, the boss and the little monsters they fought, they looked good. And the world looks great.
And then the music is gone. After you finish a fight, each fight.
Yeah, they changed the music, but, you know, whatever.
It's not original anymore.
Yeah, anyway. But I don't know, it just, and what's this whole accessory thing? It's like you're dressing up your character. Oh, well, I get special powers if I wear this hat with this bracelet and my new anklet with my Calvin Klein 1 fucking cologne and my new purse accessory. I mean, come
on.
Is this like Barbie's Mall Simulator meets Final Fantasy? This is stupid. It's ridiculous. I don't know.
I wasn't impressed.
I don't see me... You know, but you know what? If you're a huge fan of the series, I bet you would really like it.
I would have paid $19.99 for it. I would not pay more than that.
Well, you don't know yet either. I mean, there was two things in the demo, and because we couldn't go back to the menu without resetting the PlayStation, going through all that hell again, we couldn't play the second part of the demo. Remember, there was two options
that
wouldn't let you just go back to the screen?
I mean, the Final Fantasy X was way too straightforward. I mean, like, you do this, you do that, boom, everything's lined up for you.
Well,
so,
most
games
are pretty linear.
I think that's the worst Final Fantasy fantasy game I ever played.
Wait. Have you ever played Marlin?
Marlin?
Oh, wait, never mind.
No, never.
Okay, never mind. You think that's the worst Final Fantasy out there?
Yeah, 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn. Seemed like you were pretty into it at the time.
Well, I got in the story, it's pretty good.
I don't know. I'm not impressed by anything that did in any of the recent
you
ones.
You never played, so.
I sat there with you and forced you to go through the first hour and a half of that game. Because you played it through cheating or something. Oh, wow, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. You cheated all the way to the end. Remember when I sat you down and I said, have you played this? And you're like, well, I beat it. I said, did you play it? I beat it. I cheated. So we sat. Remember we sat down. We played it. You remember that? Yeah. And you were like, wow. Then you played it through. So that's what you told me at the time. Anyway, you're probably lying, but fuck that game anyway. Castlevania, Lament of Innocence. What'd you think of that?
Looks pretty good. Some
the graphics were better than friggin' Final Fantasy.
Definitely.
Square says, "Oh, we're the best."
Yeah.
Dude, Konami did a job on Castlevania. I was actually really impressed. I'm the first person to bitch about a 3D game that should be totally 2D.
Reminds me of Devil May Cry, though.
Well, yeah, it's kind of that style. Totally like totally that. Like that style. If you're trying to envision what it's like, the demo's pretty short.
But you don't even get finished fighting the boss.
Maybe there was a timer we didn't know about, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was kind of cool, though. I mean, like, you know, your guy whips his whip around. It looks pretty good, you know.
Nice combos.
You know, he's got, you got, like, a combo points, system. Damage. You've got lots of, it shows, you know, your damage and stuff, how much damage you're doing, you know. So, you know, if you're beating things ass or if you're not doing a move that hurts it too much, you can change. You get lots of different, you know, power-ups and stuff. The demo's pretty limited, but I was pretty impressed. My only real complaint with it.
Music?
You know what? No, because that got good. The music.
You were bitching.
Yeah, at first, and then what happened?
So I hit this.
And then like 4 minutes into it, what happened? I started going. Yeah, I was exactly. I was like, wow, this is some pretty catchy shit. And it's apparently the same composer that did Symphony of the Night and I think the first Game Boy, the second Game Boy one too. It's the same person. It's weird techno music, and it's really weird at first, but you got really used to it. I think it would have been cool to have some creepy. Vampire, dark, goth, creepy, fucking psycho monster, Gary, you know, kind of creep music. But, you know, instead we get this weird techno Dracula stuff, which is, I mean, it's good. It really is. It just took a while to get used to. But my only real complaint was, like, the camera. You have no control over the camera, which is less good than control over a bad camera, I think. I mean, I'm not sure, but I wasn't able to try it with a camera that I could control. So I don't know if it would be less... as bad to try to play with a camera that I can control because there's too much action to just, you know, stop and be like, okay, I need to monkey with the camera here for a minute. But, I mean, the graphics blew me away. They looked better than the Final Fantasy chicks did. You know, your dude that you were running around with, beating everybody's ass with, and he looked pretty good. You know, the graphics were sharp. They were detailed. You know, you could see blocks and rough edges and stuff, you know. I mean, I don't know. I was really impressed with that Castlevania game, and, I keep seeing it at the store, and I keep wanting to buy it, but I keep telling myself, no, no, no. I'm going to play the demo for a little while again, I think, and try to see how fast I can get through it. I just, the camera prevents you from seeing certain things, and since it's auto, you know, I just, right. I don't know if I can get used to it, because I'm the first person to complain.
I think a devil may cry like that, too. So, I don't remember.
Well, I think like can kiss my ass. We tried playing 13, you know, the
looks good. I mean, look. I don't like the self-shading.
Yeah, it's the self-shaded first-person shooter. I'm going to wait to try this on the PC. The demo just came out a little while ago for the PC, I think.
You were bitching about controls.
The controls are fucking horrible on the PlayStation. Okay? So, I made it through like the end of the first level, and it sucked. It was horrible trying to play that game. So I'm going to get my hands on I have it. It's sitting right here. The demo for 13 on the PC, yeah. So I'm going to check that out, I think, for next week and see if it's any better. I mean, I'm not even going to say anything because I'm just saying right now the controls suck. We also put the demo for... These are all coming from the official U.S. PlayStation Magazine disc, by the way. iNinja. It's like a cute little adventure game with some little ninja dude. You were gone, I know. But it was actually kind of neat. You're like this little ninja dude, and it's like an open world just like every other, you know, adventure game. You like Mario, right? You've got hub worlds, you can go into different places and... Boom, you're in another level. But in the demo, they didn't have, like, whole levels. They had, like, just part of an island. And then you could go into each one of these rooms and do, like, mini-games. Which I don't know if I can handle that. But if you're into, like, a bunch of different types of gameplay, you know, or underneath a platform adventure game, it might be worth checking out. I mean, it was kind of fun to play as this little ninja dude.
Jump 3D pretty, or 2D, yeah.
It's 3D. And, of course it's 3D. What year is it? Fuck. Everything's 3D. If it's not 3D, they don't make it these days.
I don't know.
Or it's on a handheld. But, like, one of the mini games that I remember playing in this was, like, I go into this room and I'm boxing another robot, like Rock'em Sock'em Robots kind of thing. I'm boxing this other robot who was hella cheating, but he was shooting rockets at me while I was boxing him. But it won't let you finish the fight because it's a demo. should have at least let me finish like 3 or 4 minigames instead of just telling me, screw you, you know.
Right.
It's kind of a neat little adventure game, though. I don't like a bunch of little minigames that I have to relearn. So, it's not something that I'm going to put, you know. I could see me playing like Ratchet and Clank or something, or, you know, Jack before I play that. You know, Jack and Daxter, Jack 2. I could see me playing those before I play Iron Ninja. And
how's that Need for Speed game you were playing?
That's the last one on the list here. Need for Speed Underground. I'll tell you what, incredible graphics, and this was on a friggin' PlayStation 2. And they were mind-blowing. They were incredible. I could not imagine playing this game on something with a decent graphics, you know, like a GameCube or an Xbox or a PC. My only concern is on the PC, your controls would probably not be the greatest.
Get yourself a Wii, dude.
You could, yeah, well,
that would be awesome.
That would be pretty tight. I think he's got one for the Dreamcast. I don't know. I liked it. The controls didn't suck for a racing game. They were actually kind of loose. The controls, you know, like, because of, you know, how we were talking before, I think, in one of the episodes about how we suck at racing games because the controls are spot on. You got to know all about, you know, everything there is to know about certain types of wheels made by certain manufacturers and what kind of shocks and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? I just want to race. Well, this, in the demo, it doesn't have the options, the monkey with the shocks and all that, and I imagine you can. In the demo, though, it didn't have that. It just has, like, the one car, the Eclipse, with, like, 3 different skins, and you get to race on one, like, circuit race or whatever it was, and then one drag race. And it is a blast! I cannot believe how much fun it is for a racing game. I am really, really considering picking this up. I'm just going to wait to see what it appears on, you know?
Right.
And then check the controls on each one, because I hate bad controls.
Honestly, I think Xbox does a lot better job on the demo disc than on the PS2.
Yeah, they do. Their demo discs are way better.
It's way longer. Yeah. You can play at least 1 hour or 2.
You know what else I noticed about the demos? On the Xbox demo disc, I don't think I've played one demo yet where you can't get back to the menu.
Huh.
On the PlayStation demo disc, some of the games you can play, but you have to reset your PlayStation to get back to the menu.
That sucks.
Plus, when I was playing Need for Speed, you would do one drag race, and, you know, sometimes you would screw up. Like, you'd lose, like, in 2 seconds, you would hit another car. Like, right off the bat, you would hit a car coming from oncoming traffic, and it's over, and then you wait, like, 30 seconds for the game to kick you back to the menu, you gotta wait 30 more seconds for it to let you back into the game, 10 more seconds for it to load the damn level, just so you can try it again.
That's what I am.
It's stupid. Why can't they just let you keep trying over and over until you're done with it? If I want to buy your game, I want to get a good feel for it. I don't want to get a feel for the demo disc menu system. I was pissed off about that. You know, that sucked. The graphics were awesome. I can't tell you about the sound because I didn't hear any. I didn't hear any sound.
Yeah, when you hit a nitro, you see those.
Dude, the motion blur was awesome. I mean, the game was just, it was great. Now, my other big complaint was that you have indestructible cars because they're licensed. You know how the car manufacturers are not letting game companies make cars get damaged.
Oh, really?
It's them that's doing it. They say, we don't want our car to get damaged because we want you to think you're invincible on our Eclipse. You know, we don't want to see a beat-up Eclipse on a video game. They won't let the damage happen. That's why the games, you know, without licensed cars are more
that's
realistic.
Yeah,
those aren't realistic, but it's not their fault. It's not the games, not the game developing companies. It's the
car companies.
Yeah, they're not letting them do it.
Most of them are Japanese cars, too.
Really? They had a Subaru on there?
That's a Japanese car?
They had, I'm trying to think of what I saw, that they had, Eclipse, yeah, the Mitsubishi. They had, God, I can't remember. I was trying to think just so you could prove it or not. I can't remember the, oh, there was a couple on there I saw. Anyway, other than that, I think we're out of time. Well, we're way over time anyway. We're like a half an hour over. the one things I wanted to talk about that aren't quite game related, other than the RAA stuff in the beginning, was a couple of books from one of my favorite authors, whose last name I cannot pronounce, Chuck Palahniuk, yeah. He's the guy who wrote Fight Club and Lullaby and Survivor and Invisible Monsters, you know, and he's a fantastic author. He's got two more books out now, one called
Fugitives and Refugees, A Walk in Portland, Oregon.
Now this is supposed, it's like a travel guide through Portland, which would have been awesome if I would have had this on my trip. I would have read this before I got there and then actually spent some time in that godforsaken hellhole of a state just to check out some of the cool places that he mentioned. I mean, you open the cover of the book and there's like a map of like a part of Portland on there, and there's like a little, you know, like number one, number two, number three, like all over this map. On the corner, it's got number one, number two, right? And there's like 30 places that he marked off. And they got names like, Chuck lived here. Chuck worked here. Chuck got beat up here. The Silver Dildo. The Haunted Photograph. Psycho Safeway. You know, and it's like, you know he tells a great story, I'm sure. You know, at that point in the book where he talks about, like, that specific location, you know, zippers down. Satan City. There was a whole bunch of places like that. The ISBN is 1-4000-47838 for that book. It's just, it seems like it's got a lot of good stories, and I'm kind of hoping to get a little more insight on the man. You know, just to hear about him. Even though, you know, you can read all about him on his website, you know, on visit. It's chuckpelahuniak.net. They've got lots of stuff up there, message boards and stuff. And he's got another book called Diary. The ISBN is 0-385-509-472. And that one is, like, really weird. I just got both of these. Haven't had a chance to read them yet. They're, like, this one I think is about... like a diary. Some chick's husband gets put into a coma or something, and I think she writes a diary about it. And she used to be a painter, and something about her not painting since she met him and settled down with life or something. And then she starts painting again because she gets, like, infused. She gets possessed or something by some famous painter or something. I'm going to have to read the back of the book again or something if I wanted to give a good spiel for it, but I'm going to end up reading it here pretty soon anyway. I'm done. I can't talk anymore. My mouth hurts.
That's it.
That's all.
Bye-bye.
That was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.
Thank you.
Genesis happen to you?